Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, look, drop night show, you know how we get down. With a dream team reppin' dog, hottest around. Tune in ASAP, better call up now. Put respect on our names, cause we wearing the crown. Sean Beasley, Tay Wonder, Bo Carter. Hot topics all night, be the first caller. If you ain't the first, hold the line like you fishing. Blog Talk number one show, don't miss them. And if you got a lot on your mind, call a drop. Got a new song request, call a drop. Can't nobody do it like us, we at the top. The rest of y'all, let me say you gotta stop, yeah. Keep your eyes on the clock. 10 to 12 slot, we got this on lock. Couldn't pick us with a code, we the number one show. Better tune in now, you can call us on the phone, yeah. Yeah. Drop.
Yeah,
it's the Drop Night Show, and we back. I got my girl, Kay Wonder, with me. I got my man, Jay Qualify, with me. And together, we are the Drop Night Show, and we are here on Wednesdays. But this will be our last Wednesday on Blog Talk because we are transitioning to the Drop Night Show podcast, and we're going to be shooting from the Blazing 267 studio here in Philadelphia. So make sure you follow us on our social media page to stay tuned to what everything we have going on. Kay Wonder, tell them what kind of show we got for them this evening.
Well, of course, we have a very grown-up show this evening for the folks. We're having grown folk talk, and we're having sex talk. We want to know if your partner asks you to have a threesome, would you agree or would you not? So please, listen, you know, that's the one thing about Blog Talk Radio and why we are on podcasts is that we are able to have these grown-up conversations on the Drop Night Show. We don't want to be regulated. We don't want to be able to not have, like, real conversations. And that's always been the thing about the drop. So that's why we're having this conversation. Have you ever had a threesome with your man or with your woman? Have they ever confronted you with that? Would you do it or would you not? We want to know. I'm dying to know. And so yeah, please feel free to call in and discuss with us. The number is 657-383-1851. Again, that is 657-383-1851. Press 1 to talk, and we will definitely bring you in to let us know what's up. But real quick, let's get to this song right now. Sean, what we got coming up?
Yo, we going to get into, you know what I'm feeling right now?
Who?
I am feeling Migos, Bad and Bougie.
Hey.
On the Drop Night Show, Bad and Bougie.
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey!
Raindrops, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Clah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Clah. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a
cool.
I take your beat right from you. Bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog. Woo.
Scream.
I tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we did the most. Yeah, pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds are choker.
Ah.
holding up, I with no holster. Bah. Read the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad bitch.
Bitch.
Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, got back ass on back ass, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just nassin' no
smash
tag. Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath, baby.
Hey.
Raindrop,
drop top,
drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
Pull, four, dropping muddy out of space. Kid, cuz, introduce me to your bitch's wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty, now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you.
Huh?
Draco, bad and bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo, Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me boobies. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up. These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah,
I used to trap by the subway.
Trap.
Yeah, that way.
Go.
Young nigga trap with the AK.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Big Dyco, get it dope, Macy. Gray.
Raindrop,
drop top,
drop top.
Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Cry.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
So what? Yeah.
I'll push you back to the bone.
Hey,
wait. These niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
Hey,
yeah, hey. Huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
What?
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh, ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Try to Rari, that bitch got no roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these niggas they hate.
They hate.
Try to hide you through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain.
Yeah.
So much money they use rakes.
They
count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, they put 300 right in a safe. Met her today. Yeah. She talked to me like she knew me.
Yeah.
Go to sleep in a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Waking up right to a two-piece.
Yeah.
Counting that paper like loose leaf.
Yeah.
Getting that chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah.
Boy, you so fat like my collar. You snake, and I swear to God that be that Gucci. And you know we winning. Yeah. We is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me.
What?
Saw your girl once, that she choosing. Yeah.
Raindrop,
drop
top, drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot,
yeah.
Cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Yeah.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Bad and bougie. My bitches are bad and bougie. Yo, that was Migos, bad and bougie. Yo, the boys are speculated to perform with Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl. The petition is going around and they have over 50,000 signatures. Now, how about that? But tonight on the Drop Night Show, threesomes. So, K Wonder, if your boyfriend came to you and told you that he wanted to have a threesome, what would you do?
um, I've had that happen to me before with an old relationship. My man now would never ever ask anything like that. Maybe somewhere after we're married and have, you know, established time, as you know, he wouldn't. That's just not him. But I have been approached like that before by the guy I was dating, and it did. I contemplated it. I'm not even gonna lie. Somebody really needs to mute their computer right now because I'm hearing myself talk. But I contemplated it very heavily. I did. I really did. And I was willing to do it with him. I was willing. It never really panned out, but I was willing.
Wow, that's crazy. So, Jay, qualify. Have you ever gotten into a threesome prior to your marriage? Let me just throw that out there.
I'm a saintly dude, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't speak of things that happened, you know, before my marriage. You know what I'm saying? I would just say this. I would never, ever invite that kind of situation into my life because I'm a jealous-ass guy. I'm going to have to elbow that chick in the back of her head if she thinks she's touching my wife.
So, wait. Okay. If that was my main thing, like, not for nothing, like, you know, we can, you know, I'm a freaky girl. I enjoy sex. So, you know, I've seen threesomes that look very entertaining. So that one that sparked the interest for me. So I'm wondering, you know, could it be a situation where it could be cool with it? Could people just be cool with it? Or is it a situation where, you know, it makes the whole relationship just turn awkward afterwards? I've heard both sides of the story. I've actually had individuals in which, you know what I'm saying, actually moved the girl in with them after they've had the threesome. You know what I mean? Like, she became a part of the family.
Yo, you know what's funny?
What?
I was talking to this dude, man, and he was saying that he had got caught up. Now, mind you, I gotta preface this. These people that I'm talking of is really grimy kind of people. They real hood. So, you know, my man said he had ended up getting caught up cheating with this chick. And his new baby mom, I put the quotations around new, allowed him to have a threesome with the girl. He said now him and the girl and the baby mom so tight, he come home from work and she be having her feet up under his dining room table. They be in there chilling. I told him, I said, dog, you don't get it. You think that you having it your way. No, you the side action. They really together. You just the side piece, bro.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Yeah, technically. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie Pandora's Box. There was like Pandora's Box 1, Pandora's Box 2. And I can't remember which one it was, but anyway, I want to say it was one. What happened was they had a threesome, and then the girl that they had the threesome with became like this, you know, sociopath, and like did everything in her power to ruin that relationship. I guess she was jealous and all this stuff. Anyway, long story short, it became violent. People got shot. The girl, his wife, had got shot. She became paralyzed. He wound up, you know, feeling remorseful, went to jail, all types of shit. Like, that's the shit that freaks me out. Like, you don't know who this individual is. That's why a lot of people say if you're going to have threesomes, have it with a friend. Like, if a girl, invite your girlfriend that you know or trust. And even so, that can go sour. And if it's a guy, you know, what? I don't know. Guys, how do you guys feel about that? Would you have a threesome with a guy, or would it have to be girl-girl?
I mean,
girl-girl-guy?
I actually had a threesome with a married couple. So it was nothing funny about it because I wasn't touching him. He wasn't touching me. We did what we did. I was in one position, you was in another position, he was in one hole, I was in the other hole. Like, it was no uncomfortability there.
Yo, I just tell you like
this. Sean is the definition of a freak.
Yo, I like my sex like I listen. I like my sex like I like my basketball. One on one with as less dribbling as possible.
I get it. That I get that. I think that was like a segue for us to laugh. Ha 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 ha. Okay, no.
I don't know what just happened. Craziness.
I don't know either, but yeah, you know what? And good. Good for you. Good for you. So you wouldn't want no girl around your wife whatsoever.
See, you know what, man? I'm such a deep thinker, man. See, all right, so I'm raising a little kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it came to picking my wife, that ain't the kind of girl I was looking to pick. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to have kids, and I don't want my daughter to be weird or extra or anything like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Nah, like, you know, if I was a single man and I was out here having a good time, you know what I'm saying? Then yeah, you know, but other than that, I'm cool on that.
I feel you. My whole thing too is, and another, you know, worry for me from a female perspective was I just don't know what other females are working with down there. Like, and that was the thing. Like, if I do it or if I decided to do it, I feel like I would need to know you a little bit. Unless, like, you know, not for nothing, drunk crazy nights, shit happens. That's different. But if, you know, this is something we're doing and it's me and my dude, I would have to, like, take the woman through a interview process.
I
need an interview.
You need to see her, you need to check the whole facts.
I need you to bring, exactly, your whole facts. Bring your whole facts to me. I need to see your last doctor's appointment. I need to see what the, you know, what the outcome was for that. I need to know who the last man that you had sex with. How often do you do this threesome shit? Are you gay or are you just, you know, bi curious every once in a while? What's up? I need to know what's up.
Hold on. I'm gonna have to stop you right there, because if you have sex with a person of the same sex, you're gay. It ain't once in a while. You're gay. Like, yo, I'm only gay on Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? I really don't do this. Nah, you're gay.
It is
crazy.
Right. It is crazy.
But, you know, shout out to all the women out here doing that for their men. You know what I'm saying? What y'all doing is a really important service. You keeping him from blowing somebody head off or going to jail. So thank you. We appreciate you.
Basically, right? I would have thought, you know, sometimes, and that was another thing for me, was like, okay, if this guy is asking me to have a threesome, does that mean that if I, mind you, he was in another state, I was in another state, so, you know, whenever he lived in several states, you know, not to put someone's business out there, he lives in several states, so, you know, he traveled a lot because of his business, but it just led me to think that, like, okay, he's having maybe a threesome with me and while I was living in LA at the time, and then, you know, he's having a threesome with someone in this city and then in that city, and it was just like, is this something that this individual does? And that shit sits in the back of my head, like, yo, like, is this a lifestyle? Because for some people, it's a real life lifestyle, just like swinging is a real life lifestyle for them. And if that's the case, like, you know what I mean, hold up. Hold all the way the fuck up, because I need to check your whole facts.
Yo,
man.
I'ma just say this. Fellas, number one rule of having a threesome is, if she smoked Black and Mild, don't trust it. Straight up. if she know how to take the tobacco out of a Black and Mild, that ain't something you want to go near, my man.
What? Shut up. No, the fuck, that don't mean nothing. We used to call it champing back in the day.
Your woman crush Wednesday champ blacks.
Yo, you stupid. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. It's just some craziness I was thinking of.
So you trying to tell me all the, so what? You're a freak. You're a hood girl. You Tampa Black. You like to do threesomes. You're bisexual.
No.
Like, define that.
if you chant blacks, 9 times out of 10, you got a low moral compass.
Oh shit! You know what? I cannot right now.
But speaking of champion blacks, it is Black History Month.
It is. It totally is.
You know, I mean, oh my goodness, what the heck is going on?
I think we're having technical difficulties.
We definitely
have
technical difficulties.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. We have to figure something out, guys, because this is definitely not rocking right now.
Yeah, it's saying something about 15 minutes, but we're 50 seconds, so we're definitely going to see the studios going through technical difficulties right now. But it's the Drop Night Show, and we still rocking because we professional. We're professionals up here.
Yeah, you know, we out here, you know what I'm saying, trying to stay away from these chicks, champing them Black and Miles. You know,
oh, my God, I cannot with you.